Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or just so happen to find this recording. And welcome to the Marvel Men podcast, where a bunch of us nerds talk all things related to the MCU 24/7, 365. I'm your host, Alex DiCarlo, joined by my co-host, Tommy DeVito.
What's up?
And the one and only, Zach Benassilo.
What's good?
So, boys, how are we all doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? And oh my God,
I'm
do you guys
doing
see what
all
day
right.
it is?
It's been a while since we recorded an episode.
Yes, we have. Which, by the way, for all you listeners, sorry about that. We're busy people, and there wasn't like anything immediate out to review.
Yeah, to be fair though, not that much going on.
But given the fact that it is December 17th, and we're almost at the end of 2025, and there's nothing else coming out in the MCU since Marvel Zombies for 2025 after Wonder Man got delayed to January, basically, it's time of the year again for our ranking of everything that came out this year. Now, before we get rocking and rolling, our list, it's not the right list. It's just our personal opinion, our personal enjoyment. Like, don't let our opinions sway you to not watch something if you haven't seen it, or to watch something if we liked it. Like, like you're allowed to disagree with us, and we're allowed to disagree with each other. So,
yeah. I mean, hey, we all have our own opinions.
Yep, I'm ranking mine basically just on my personal enjoyment of everything.
Same.
Like, and not really much of the quality. Because if it were a quality list, this would be very different.
Yeah. But I would say, like, before we start, I want to throw in a bit of an honorable mention or two.
Okay.
Now, I know some of y'all are thinking, oh, what? Why are you not throwing in X-Men 97 or your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man or Eyes of Wakanda or even Marvel Zombies? Yeah. Well, let's just say. We haven't had the time to record our reviews about that because we just, long story short, some of them were good while some
I'm just
were
gonna get
just
through some of them, I'm gonna be honest.
Nah.
More so just because I didn't really watch it as well, and we didn't think it'd be fair to rank something that we haven't seen. That doesn't
Yeah.
seem fair to people who like the show that want to see a legit ranking, people who made the show. Like, it's just not fair to judge something without giving it a proper chance. That's why I always say, obviously a movie or a show can have a bad trailer, but I feel like the final product is what you should judge it on, not the trailer. Hence why I can't stand people hating the Supergirl trailer, even though the movie hasn't even come out yet.
Exactly. And I will say, when I was watching the entirety of Marvel Zombies, I thought it was good.
Same. I thought it was really good
it was a
too.
good
If
show.
we were putting Marvel Zombies on this list, though, I would put it at my second to last in terms of enjoyment, more towards the bottom. But yeah, I guess with that out of the way, let's kick things off. So
yeah, let's just get right to it.
So for number five, I have I should say the projects were right, that came out this year. And I'm just listening to these right now in the order that they came out. We have Captain America Brave New World. We have Daredevil Born Again. Thunderbolts. Asterix New Avengers. Ironheart. And Fantastic Four First Steps. Those are the five we're going to be ranking today because we've all seen those. And those are like the main MCU 616. Even though Fantastic Four is on Earth 828, it's still going to leak as Doctor Doom. But anyway, so at number five, I have Captain America Brave New World.
Yep, I'm gonna have to say the same.
What about you, Zach? What's your number five?
Funny enough, Ironheart.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, that's fine.
Fair enough. I'd say the reason why
Like
I have Brave New World at number five is just because out of everything came out this year, I think I just enjoyed this one the least. And before people come after me, because I know people are going to try to clip that and use that, the reason why it has nothing to do with the fact of that it stars a man of color as Captain America. I could not give a rat's ass about that. Honestly,
yeah.
I think
Yeah,
I think
no.
just the character of Sam Wilson and with him as Captain America and Anthony Mackie's portrayal of him was one of the strengths of this movie. Like, if you listen to our review, I have nothing negative to say about Anthony Mackie, his performance, and the way the character was. I have nothing negative to say about him. I think he was one of the carrying forces of this movie.
Same. And what I loved about Captain America: Brave New World was that I love the dynamic between Sam Wilson and his new partner, that being of course Joaquin Torres as the new Falcon. I mean, I liked how that chemistry shown in that movie. Plus with Harrison Ford stepping in for the late William Hurt as Thunderbolt Ross. Rest in peace, William Hurt.
Yeah.
But I will say, if there
All
was
right.
anybody else that had to play Ross, I'm very glad it was Harrison Ford.
Same. I think, once again, Ross is a good part, but the parts, what really brings it down for me is because we know they had to do reshoots. It's just so evident that they did, because they basically shot the movie three times total. You did the first time, then you. And I understand they had to change some stuff because, given the fact this was a somewhat political movie. And we had some stuff happen in the real world that were just two similar things going on, like the assassination attempt on President Thunderbolt Ross's life. I remember, I don't need to say what happened in terms of a president and an assassination or an assassination attempt, but you know what I'm talking about. And then Sabra, they had to change the character of Sabra
I get
immensely, because in the comics that character is Israeli, so naturally, given with what's going on in the world, it's not the best idea to stick true to that. So they had to change it. I get it, but it's just so evident that they did. And the leader in this movie, I just because we waited since 2008 to see this character again, and this is what we got. I'm like, really? Like, his design was
Yeah.
terrible, and
Yeah,
the
I
fact
think
that, like.
that's what kind of brought it down for me. Like, and especially like having to stack a movie on top of a movie on
On
top
top of
of
another
another
movie.
movie. Oh my God, have we gone full-blown Tropic Thunder?
Probably, yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because didn't Robert Downey Jr.'s character in Tropic Thunder say that
He
that
played a
he did
dude
too?
playing a dude as another dude.
Yep.
What
Thank you.
just happened?
It was essentially that, and just because, what's the one looking for? With this, and also because, like, Giancarlo Esposito, he felt shoehorned in there as Sidewinder, like.
Yeah, I mean, what you could have done, I mean, what the directors like could have done was that they could have just like stuck to the original script, and
But it was
if they
more with
found
like
something that like that they didn't like
the snake
wanted to do,
people.
I mean, they could have like swapped it out.
Yeah, like I
But yeah,
said.
I agree. Like with how I mean, even though I love Giancarlo Esposito's portrayal of Sidewinder, I just thought that he really felt shoehorned into this
Yeah.
movie. I
Oh,
mean,
she's more
what
than
they could
that.
have done was that they could have kept Rachel Leighton as Diamondback and Seth Rollins as King Cobra.
Yeah,
So,
because they had to cut characters altogether from this movie. Like, so much was cut. I'm like, and then we're getting more and more, just the more set photos we've gotten of, like, well, Nelson with the leader's comic accurate big head, which looked fine in my opinion. Isaiah Bradley in his super soldier suit teaming up with everybody. Like, there's just so much that ha changed with this movie. I'm like, what was this original draft and why did it not work?
And was it somewhere in the original draft that they were actually going to bring in Elijah Bradley, aka Patriot? So I know they
Yeah,
set him up in the Falcon and the
Eli, I
Winter
think. Yeah,
Soldier, but
I think they were. That wasn't a draft of him being there, but then they didn't think he'd fit the movie within all the changes. So yeah, that would have been another Young Avengers setup.
well, then again, most of the Young Avengers stars are starting to hit their 30s, so from what we've
Haley
seen so
Steinfeld's literally
far.
pregnant right now.
Yes, that's the one. Yes.
She's married and she has a kid on the way, and yet she's still not a young
Okay.
and yet she's a young Avenger.
Josh Allen.
At this
But
point,
all
just
in all,
re At this point,
yes.
just
But all in all,
rename Young
congratulations.
Avengers to something
That is
else.
the version of Josh Allen in comic.
Congratulations to Haley Steinfeld.
And Josh Allen,
Oh yeah,
the
congratulations to
and Josh
them.
Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Bill fan
So I'm
of
curious,
Bill.
Zach, what made you put Ironheart as your number five
I
in your
just thought it
rankings?
wasn't interesting to me. And also the fact that Iron Man was always Tony Stark. And that's it.
Well, this isn't Iron Man, this is Iron Heart.
I know it is, but she won't be iconic as Tony Stark.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own.
I agree, but I'd say I feel like that is a good transition to number four, because at number four, I actually have Iron Heart.
Same with me. I'm actually putting Iron Heart as my number four.
Same. Zach, what would you put as your number four?
Brave New World.
Okay, fair enough. So like
Oh, so
now
a little
since
switcheroo.
I figure since we just talked about Brave New World a bit, what would make you put Brave New World at number four for you?
I'd say because of the what is there to like? Other than Anthony Mackie's performance and Harrison Ford as the president. Basically I got nothing.
Yeah,
Nothing else.
because it's just too many reshoots.
Yeah, it's.
And I feel like also because they made us wait so long after Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
Yeah.
because Falcon and Winter Soldier came out in March of 2021, and this movie came out in February of 2025. We had to wait 4 years to see from him becoming Captain America to actually seeing him as Captain America. Like,
Yeah,
I feel like
it's.
we should have gotten this movie much sooner.
But going on the topic of Ironheart,
Yes, Ironheart.
I really thought that that some of the episodes I've watched were actually pretty good.
Same. This show left me pleasantly surprised because I was kind of nervous about it for a couple reasons. Because A, it was one of the Bob Chapek projects where he was just giving every character a spin-off. And everything. So, especially after Echo came out and was all right, I was kind of like, okay, Ironheart's kind of in the same situation here. Was because of that, and because it had been 3 years since Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, I'm like, are people really gonna care about this character right now? We haven't seen her in a while, unless you count What If season three,
Yeah.
which. Even makes me wonder too, did Ironheart being delayed ha affect What If season three at all? Because at least the episode and when they're in the Old West and then we found out that the Hood was there, like, did they cut Mephisto from that episode because he hadn't appeared in Ironheart yet?
I really don't
I
know.
generally think that may have been what happened because that episode of What If made, like, the season three episode, I forgot the name of the episode, it was like 18 something. That episode to me made no sense. So,
Yeah, it really
I don't know.
doesn't.
But yeah, this like we got the debut of Mephisto. The show
And of
left me
course
very pleasantly surprised.
it was revealed to be played by Sacha Baron Cohen, which I will say was that what I loved about Ironheart was of course Dominic Thorne's portrayal and having Anthony Ramos play the Hood. I mean, the way that I loved about Ramos's portrayal, he really comes from
Yep, the Doctor
really.
Strange connections we got.
Oh yeah, we also have the Doctor Strange connections, courtesy of Zelda, and also what I love is also having Eric Andre in the very first episode.
Eric
Really
Andre is
cracked me up.
hilarious.
So,
You throw Eric Andre in anything, you're down to have a laugh.
oh
Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, I thought the show was really good. I just think with the fact that just the way, because it ended, it's been 3 years since they filmed it. And I don't know, it's just like there's no guarantee of a season two. And regardless of the fact of like it's gotten good reviews, it just I don't know if it's gonna get a season two with the
Yeah,
cliffhanger ending we
I
have
doubt it.
of
I doubt
Mephisto's
it.
here and Riri inadvertently made a deal with the devil.
That's
Yeah.
something I don't want.
And like I said, when it comes to Sacha Baron Cohen's portrayal of Mephisto, I like how he can be really menacing.
Never in my life did I ever think Borat would be Mephisto, would be the devil.
Well, that
I know, right?
it's a great success.
And then it ends up being true. I'm like, okay, you blew me away. Because like the second I saw Sacha Baron Cohen
Great
on my
success.
screen when I was watching it,
It's a
I'm
great.
like, oh shit, this is Mephisto.
And, yeah, and
You
you
didn't
can
have
tell
to
like
say his
by the
name for me
way
to know
his
who he
eyes
was.
you can tell the way but you can tell by the way how his eyes glowed, so.
Not that too, just because there was rumors for like a year and a half going around that he was going to play Mephisto in Ironheart. So then
And
we get to Ironheart, we see Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm like, Oh my God. And just the way he was dressed as well kind of gave me like devil vibes. With like, like the white, like with like a button up shirt, suspenders, like that gave me like okay, this feels like the devil to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing, but
Same thing with his facial hair as well.
yeah. Plus, I like how he was rocking that beard though.
The beard
what
and the long
happened to
hair. But regardless, I thought Ironheart was a really good show. It was a lot better than I think. Yeah, it exceeded expectations, but I just enjoyed the other shows next better. So,
So
my number
now,
three,
time for our top three.
I have Daredevil Born Again Season 1.
So at my number three, I'm going to say the very first season of Daredevil Born Again.
What about you, Zach? What would you put at number three?
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts, interesting.
Whoa.
Okay.
You're not wasting any time. So.
No.
Not wasting time. All right. I guess as to why I would put Daredevil, it's just because, like, I enjoyed it more than Ironheart just because I like the action. I like that it was like more mature. I just think the reason why I think I enjoyed Thunderbolts more and Fantastic Four before more than Daredevil just because Daredevil, it took a while to really get into the good stuff. And because, like they had the strikes happen, they rewrote the show from the ground up, but they had to keep certain things because one of the actors passed away. Like Kamar De Los Reyes,
R.I.P. Kamar de los Reyes.
who played Hector Ayala, aka White Tiger, he passed away during the strikes. So when they got back and they were rewriting things, they had to keep what they already had with him. Like they couldn't edit that. So like it wasn't like I think they said episode 8 when it was fully the new writing team, but I mean, I think it just took a while to get there. I think just watching it on a week to week basis, I'm like, okay, because like it takes us 4 episodes to get into for him to suit up again. Episode 5 is a bottle episode. That was the one with Yusuf Khan, Kamala's father, when they were stuck in the bank and he had to like be as Matt, but he had to like put on like a mask and fight the bank robbers. But then once we get to episode 6, because that's when we had the fight with him versus Muse and then Fisk fighting that other guy, Vanessa's lover. I forgot his name.
What was the name? Adam or something?
Adam, it was Adam. Just the side by sides of those fights, I'm like, damn, like I think the show once it gets good, it gets good. And it gets you hyped, especially the finale when we saw Punisher.
Punisher. Yep.
Love Jon
Especially with
Bernthal.
Jon Bernthal.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's actually a funny little thing, which honestly, so Jon Bernthal plays the brother Mikey in the show The Bear. My dad and I love that show. So once I showed him a clip from Daredevil of him as Punisher, and I made him think that he forgot something from The Bear.
And it
He
was funny
actually
because
fell for it. It was pretty
he
funny.
still kept the hair and the beard from or wasn't that like from the bear like that he kept?
It was, well, because, yeah, at that point when we saw his character, Mikey, it was because he's had to be, like, disheveled and, like, someone who you can tell is just not okay mentally. That's the way he had to look because the character, because you only see Mikey, his character, in flashbacks because his character has committed suicide in present day in that show.
Like one man.
Sorry, we're off the rails here.
Yeah,
But yeah, I think
but yeah,
once
getting
Daredevil
that
gets good, it's gonna get better. Although I wasn't a big fan of the reveal of who Muse was.
yeah, that was just anticlimactic for me because we all knew because we had a feeling who Muse was gonna be and that's what kind of let it down for me, but what I loved about Daredevil Born Again is that even though it had like a slow start, or the rest of the episodes was just building on each other like one by one, all leading up to that big finale, which I will say, I can only imagine how season two is gonna play out come next year.
Yeah, honestly, what I would have done was because just the way the episodes were, I would have released the first 4 episodes at once. Because then just waiting week to week for episode 1, episode 2, and then episode 3, and episode 4 for him to finally become Daredevil again at the end of episode 4, it was just felt like such a slow burn. That's the thing. I
Yeah,
feel
I mean,
like releasing them all at once. I feel like, okay, you sit through this whole thing, you're a bit bored, but you know by the end, okay, you know where it's going. So then release the two episodes you did, episodes 5 and 6 back to back, like you did, they actually did, and then do a week to week for the rest of the show. Then you have action one episode after the next.
But
But
yeah, Zach, let me ask you this, Zach. Why'd you put Thunderbolt in number three?
nothing wrong with that. I'm just curious as to.
Just out of curiosity.
Because I thought that I enjoyed Daredevil Born Again more than
Okay.
Thunderbolts, because basically Thunderbolts is like the quintessential Guardians of the Galaxy version of ragtag teams. I don't know.
True. I mean, I thought you were going to say it was because of like, because you have kind of had to do a bit of homework for this
Yeah,
one.
it's like that. Yeah, it's also like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like,
Like, it's also
because
like
you
that.
did have to, because you had to have watched like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? I think I got them all. Because you technically
Yeah.
don't need to watch Brave New World for this, because they kind of gave you the recap you need. Yeah. So that's four things you have to watch this. So I get that. And two of them are shows.
But anyways, moving on to number two.
Is that your bracket?
I have Thunderbolts asterisk New Avengers.
What say you, Zach?
I have Thunderbolts at number two.
Wait, didn't you say Daredevil? Bo
Yeah, I
I said
thought you said
Daredevil Born Again at number
Thunderbolts
two.
was
I said Daredevil Born Again at number two.
number
Dang.
three.
So,
Whoopsie. Whoopsie doodles. But so,
yeah,
Alice, I'm assuming you
everybody.
have Thunderbolts at number two as well?
Yep.
Nice.
Because we are the Thunderbolts.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Red Guardian was so funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shout out to David Harbour, though. He was amazing as Red Guardian.
Yeah, that whole scene was like, Yelena, it's your dad. Don't go in the.
Don't go in there. Don't go in
Dad's
there.
trying to kill you. That whole scene is just comedic. Everything, like, I know he was meant to be like the comedic relief character,
I
but he still
know.
actually, which he was, but he also did have a lot of soul to him, like the his one-on-one conversations with Yelena as well. So yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what I loved about Thunderbolts is it's basically take the Suicide Squad from DC
Yeah, it's accurate.
and basically just make it and just make it set in the MCU.
True, although I do kind of wish the team had a bit more variety because in the comics they're called the Thunderbolts because they're named after Thunderbolt Ross, which in this they changed it because they just called themselves that because that was the name of Yelena's soccer team when they were on that spy mission in the 80s and 90s when the undercover. So I get that.
Soviet Union,
But I mean, because you have three super soldiers,
final phase of
Bucky.
the Soviet Union, and the earlier days of New Russia, or something,
Yeah,
back
you
to
had
Russia.
because you had three super soldiers. You had Bucky, Red Guardian, and US Agent. Which even like, what is Bucky's code name now? Is it still the Winter Soldier, or do you think he'd want to change that given that?
Wait, isn't he now the White Wolf?
That's what
Yeah.
the Wakandans called him.
I know that's what the Wakandans
But he's
gave him,
never
but
fully embraced that name because even too, it was like the suit he gets at the end of the movie in the post-credit scene, which by the way is probably my, I think one of my favorites, I think probably my favorite suit of
oh yeah, definitely. I mean,
his new Avengers suit.
especially how the suits that they were wearing in the post-credit scenes, total fabulous.
They weren't really that different. I
Well,
mean,
not really, but
John
I just
Walker's was still the
love the
same.
suit. That's okay.
Also, honestly, guys, like we're talking about Thunderbolts, I can't believe we've gotten this far and we haven't spoken about Sentry yet.
Oh, yes. Robert Reynolds himself.
Bob.
Yeah. Lewis. Yeah. I gotta tell you, Lewis Pullman definitely pulled it off as Robert Reynolds, especially like
The
with
mental
him.
health stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the case that he was having, was it actually a DID?
If was it dissociative identity? I don't know. I don't remember if they said. if what he had.
Yeah,
I know
because
he
I
had some
wasn't.
mental health stuff, but
Yeah,
I
because wasn't that
probably.
because like of the shift between between Sentry and his darker half, the Void? Isn't that
I
like
don't
a
know.
representation of it? Because I'm gonna have to do my research on that later.
Yeah,
So,
but also the suit was phenomenal.
oh yeah, I mean, but what I freaking loved the Sentry suit. It was
I
almost as
wish
if
he
the
wore
it
it for
was.
more than one scene because the Void suit was just the Sentry suit, but just a silhouette of it.
It's almost as if the Sentry suit was like ripped straight from the comics. So.
Well, I mean, they added like the modern day lines and stuff, which, by the way, guys, I think I said in a Multiverse Mega episode, but the lines are there for more than just design. They're there for articulation so the actors can move.
Oh, and also for Geraldine Viswanathan's character, I know we discussed this in our Thunderbolts review, but I've said it before and I'll say it
Songbird
again.
or Mel, yeah.
How long until she becomes Songbird?
Jack, wait, sorry, who wrote the movie? Oh, who directed the movie? Jack
Thunderbolts.
Schaefer? Yeah, for Thunderbolts, I mean, who directed it? Not Schaefer.
That would be Jake Schreier.
Jake
Jake
Schreier,
Schreier.
my bad. I'm sorry, Jack Schaefer was Agatha. My bad. Yeah, Jake Schreier. Yeah, he actually did say, well, I mean, we put it there for a reason. We gave her that necklace for a reason. Because, and also, fun fact, if you guys didn't know, originally this part was supposed to be played by Iowa Debris.
Iowa Denbry.
Who is also in the Bear?
Yes, she plays Sydney in The Bear. She was also
Oh,
one of
yeah.
the new emotions in Inside Out 2. I forgot which one she
Envy.
was, though.
Envy.
And she was Envy.
Envy.
Was
Like I
she
said,
Envy?
thanks, man.
I just know that she wasn't Anxiety because that was Maya Hawke.
Nighthawk
Yep.
was in Stranger Things.
She's
Yeah,
also the
on that.
daughter of Ethan Hawke, who played
Yes.
Arthur
I
Harrow in Moon Knight.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start watching The Bear now because I hear it's pretty good.
It's a good show. It's actually on Disney Plus. Because Hulu's on Disney Plus now, so you can literally watch the whole thing there.
Although getting off track for a little bit, how about that Netflix Warner Brothers deal?
Oh, we're not talking about that here. It doesn't really affect Marvel, if I'm going to be honest. As a DC fan, yes, 100%, but I digress. Not the
Yeah,
play
but
time
I
to address
digress.
that.
But I
No,
digress.
but actually, just fun thing about the fun fact about The Bear is Ebba Moss-Bachrach is in it. That is what convinced me that he was the perfect choice to play Ben Grimm before Fantastic Four came out. Because as soon as I saw it, or because like I saw the casting announcement, and then I started watching the show. I'm like, oh my! I started watching it, and I knew who I knew who he was. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's literally. As soon as I watched him, I'm like, oh my god, this guy's literally the perfect Ben Grimm right here. Oh my god, I can see why they cast him.
But now, Zach, what made you put a Daredevil Born Again at number two?
Well, basically, seeing the return of Charlie Cox.
True. And everybody else from the Netflix show.
But I will admit, it was fun seeing the dynamic between Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio's characters.
I
They
like
have
that.
pretty cool hero-villain dynamics between each other.
Matt and
Can't say
Fisk.
no about that.
Love that.
But I will say is that all in all, Thunderbolts actually combined a lot of great things. It combined
Same.
humor, comedy, action,
Yelena. Yelena was awesome. Love seeing
backstories,
Bucky. The Void literally terrified me. Like, remember, like, they went through all that effort to save that little girl from being crushed by, like, that giant debris. And then all of a sudden, like, you'll save this one. Boom! Flick to the Shadow Realm. I'm like,
Where'd they all go?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that scared the shit out of me.
I'm curious as to how Spider-Man and Daredevil are gonna react to that.
I don't even know. But
I mean,
now.
depending on when Brand New Day takes place, they could tie that in if they wanted to. Like maybe in it seemed like it's him in the Void. I don't know. Or maybe, oh my God, I just thought of something. What if they use the Void as a way of saying how Mr. Negative got his powers? Because his powers are kind of similar to that, to the Void.
Yo, that'd be sick.
Say like Martin Lee was like involved in an experiment, was doing like some sort of like medical experiment when that happened, when he got blipped into the Void. And then, boom, when he came out, he had the Mr. Negative powers.
Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
That'd be sick if they did that.
But hey,
But anyway.
we'll just have to see when Spider-Man Brand New Day comes out.
Yep. But anyway, number one, the one we all agree on.
Fantastic.
Kazam,
Drake
number one.
and Josh reference. I know what you're talking
Yes.
about.
So, our number one pick, the Fantastic Four.
First steps.
Jinx, you owe me a drink.
Finally. Oh, sorry, one thing also, speaking of Fantastic Four, that the post credit scene for Thunderbolts teasing the Fantastic Four's arrival, none of us saw that coming.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we didn't expect the Fantastic Four to have a cameo at the end of Thunderbolts, more
Well,
specifically the
their
ship
ship.
itself.
That also led us to the theories of like, okay, so does their world get eaten by Galactus? Does what happens? Or do they send Franklin away just in case? The answer? No, we don't know yet. Honestly, I don't care. First of all, where do I even begin? The fact where we finally have a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I mean, thank God that we finally get the Fantastic Four in the MCU.
Yeah, they tried in the 90s and that movie never got released until years later. And it's just clips. They tried in
Then we had three movies
2005.
that got released by Fox.
2005, 2007, which was all right. The time in 2015, which whose existence I refuse to acknowledge.
Yeah, it was abysmal.
Yeah. And now we finally got a good team. We got a great cast. I love the actors playing the characters. Galactus
Same.
isn't a cloud.
I know,
They
thank
made Galactus
God.
actually threatening. And dude, heads off to Ralph Ineson.
Oh yes, and of course, hats off to Julia Garner playing Shalabal, aka the Silver Surfer.
Yes, the amount of people I've still had to explain that to,
Oh yeah.
that this isn't a gender bent. There actually is a female Silver Surfer in the comics.
Ugh, haters gonna hate.
No, it's just people who just want to hate or say, "Oh, look, Disney being woke." No.
No,
No,
that's a set in a
Shalabal,
different
there's a female
reality.
Silver Surfer in the comics. They literally said this isn't Norrin Rad, this is Shalabal. Ridiculous.
And of course,
And the surfboard is not a part of the body.
no, it's not.
and of course, I'm surprised that Johnny Storm had a crush on her.
That was weird.
No, it's
I'm
crazy.
like,
But
why? Joseph Quinn was the perfect cast for Johnny Storm.
yeah, I mean, Joseph Quinn pulled off that role as Johnny Storm, aka the Human Torch. And especially like what I loved about like in the ship scene where Ben was like,
Don't
Johnny,
tell me how to kill sexy aliens!
help! Yeah,
Howdy.
I'm trying to pilot this ship. Don't tell me how to kill sexy aliens.
Yeah, and speaking of Ben Grimm, the CGI team and the designing team for the thing for this movie, or just for the MCU in general, give them a raise.
Oh
Because
yes,
that
definitely.
was not only did it look comic accurate and it didn't look stupid, it would they took a realistic approach, which they tried to do. Because the ones that do that in the early 2000s, they tried to do the comic accurate approach, but it looked rubbery and ridiculous. They tried to do a realistic approach in 2015. It was too realistic. They found a healthy medium and it works. And I love this design for Ben Grimm for the thing. It's
Yep.
perfect.
Two thumbs
And
up from me.
it looks good in real life too. Like it doesn't look weird.
And plus, shout out to the entire four who have played the Marvel's first family, of course, that being Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Eben Moss-Bachrock, and Joseph Quinn. All four of them pulled off their roles
And this is
really
actually, I
well.
think, the first time I think I've actually seen polymorphing powers look good, or like stretchiness actually look good with CGI.
Yeah, and the way that Pedro Pascal was acting as Reed Richards, he kind of gave me that vibe as being, yeah, that's Mr. Fantastic right
That is
there.
Reed. Because Reed is more than just a scientist, or like he's a lot of different personalities, but also too, just the one thing though I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see his rivalry with Doctor Doom. Because that post-credit scene, first of all, the setup with Latveria not being at the UN meeting.
Oh yeah, and also yeah, I
And
was
then
gonna say
Doom in the
that
post-credit
post-credit scene got
scene.
me shook.
I threw out my voice watch when they saw the post-credit scene. Like as soon as we hear the vew noise, we hear somebody teleported, and I'm like, no way, no way, no
Yeah,
way. We go,
I was like,
we see. They didn't even have to fully
no.
pan up. As soon as I saw the green cloak or just the top of the green hood, I'm like I started freaking out because I knew it was him.
Wait, but did they actually reveal the mask?
Yeah, he was holding the mask.
Yes. And then, of course, Franklin touching his face, and then, of course, all of us just like, ah, that's him, that's him,
Then
that's Dr.
Fantastic
Doom,
Four Return of
nail
Avengers
that.
Doomsday.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Yeah, he was holding the mask. Hold on. Let me show you. Well, no,
Yeah,
it's not
was he?
AI. Yeah.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was. I don't know if that's what the final mask is going to look like, just because it looks like a placeholder. Because they filmed this post-credits scene on the set of Doomsday. Hold on. See? Look at his. Sorry, let me hold it up. See? No.
Yep.
It's in his hand. It's in his other hand. And
And
also, I'm curious, who's gonna play? Like, are they gonna age Franklin up for Doomsday?
I have that feeling that they might.
My fan cast for Franklin, or like older Franklin that they can use going forward consistently, would be Walker Scobell.
Yeah.
And then my fan cast for Valeria is Nell Fisher, who recently stepped into the role of Holly Wheeler in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Speaking of Stranger Things, I really gotta catch up on that show.
Oh my God, season five so far is insane. I'm not gonna tell you what
Mean, I've seen
happened.
clips of the D&D scenes, but I really gotta watch on the entire show. It's like since I know we're coming
It's
up to the
good.
final stretch and
You'll like it. Because also, guess Sadie Sink's from there. We don't know who she's playing in Spider-Man.
although actually rumor has it, she may end up playing Shatra.
I heard she might be playing Gwen. Just because she said that her character, I'm saying she said hair colors can change. I'm like, well, that's not inconspicuous at all.
I know it's not.
And I may as well channel a certain guy when I say, well, that's ominous.
Yeah.
But with about a minute left to go, I'd say that about does it. So that is all of our rankings for
Yeah.
everything that came out in the year 2025. Thank you for listening in. We'll be back with you with another episode soon. But until then, we'll catch you on the flip side of the multiverse.
Hey,
But in the meantime,
make sure to follow us on Spotify and Instagram.
ciao.
But until then, happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Yep,
We'll
Merry
see you.
Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and any other holiday I'm forgetting.
We'll see
Okay.
you all in 2026.
Or sooner.